Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 18th of June, The Manifestation of Sons of God. Speaking of the ministry of the church following the opening of the sixth seal, Jesus said, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." The sign of the Son of Man appearing in heaven, initiating a great mourning that leads to repentance, faith, and new birth of a numberless multitude, is connected to, but distinct from, the great sign that is the bride. The relationship between these two signs was indicated by the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The sign is a son who was born of a virgin. This, of course, was Christ. However, in the time of the end, it is a great multitude of sons who were born of God the Father by the Holy Spirit and are brought forth from the virgin bride of Christ. Further identifying the sign of the Son of Man as the great multitude of sons brought forth from the bride of Christ through her fellowship in Christ's travail, Isaiah declared, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace," indicating new birth. "The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 24 verse 30, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, and Isaiah chapter 55 verses 12 and 13. For further study, Matthew chapter 24.